welcome, welcome. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. I'm so excited to be here with you for Module 1 of Horse Biz Bootcamp. Congratulations on being here, on having the courage to try something totally new, and on taking this step toward making your business more fun, more rewarding, and more profitable. I'm really honored to be a part of your journey and am, as always, ready to take it to the next level myself as I lead you through a process that I've come to believe in wholeheartedly. About 7 years ago, I found myself in a situation that many trainers and business owners do. I loved, loved, loved what I was doing, and I knew how lucky I was to feel that way about my job. But I was also working my tail off. I was filling most of my waking hours with something related to my training business. I was striving to keep my clients happy. I was attempting to maintain my own education and competitive career. I was juggling my family responsibilities, and I was striving to stay safe and healthy while I was meeting ends meet every month, barely. I felt like I was barely dealing with whatever came my way each day. It was all I could do to keep hitting balls as they came. I was tired. I was wearing all the hats in my business. I had little savings, little time for my family outside of my horse interests, and I was frankly depleted in almost every way possible. But I still felt successful because I had tons of students and clients. I never had to advertise, and I was super busy. So even though I'd kept it going for all these years, I started to have a sneaking suspicion that no matter how much I loved what I was doing every day, my work was not going to be sustainable over time, physically, emotionally, or financially. Around that time, I had a conversation that really highlighted for me a flaw in my thinking. It was this way of thinking that, in part, led me down this path that I'm now on with you. I was interviewing coaches with the intention of hiring one to help me get out of the rut that I was in. I had a business coach say to me, she said, "You said you've had a successful business for many years. Tell me about that success." I talked about being busy, about being able to make what I thought was a decent hourly wage, about some of my professional and competitive credentials, and I talked about how much I loved my work. All these things, to me, pointed toward success. And I would not argue with that now. But the next few questions that she asked me made me realize that I'd had a one-dimensional view of my business. I realized that perhaps I didn't have a business at all. She asked me what my yearly revenue was, and I didn't know. She asked me what reports that I look at in order to make decisions in my business, and I said, "I don't have any reports to look at." She asked me what my operating costs were, and I was like, "Huh? Operating costs?" And she asked me what my safety net looked like in case I got injured, and I said, "I didn't have one. I just kept my fingers crossed." She asked me how much I had in my retirement account. I told her I was just thrilled when I could pay off my hay and vet bills every month. She asked what my exit plan was, and I was like, "Exit plan?" She asked me what my business goals were, and I told her I didn't have time to think about stuff like that. Finally, she asked me how I could possibly measure the success of my business when I knew so little about it. And a light bulb went on. I was doing what I love to the point of exhaustion. I had no way to comfortably retire someday. I was 40 years old. I had trouble figuring out how to take days off. I did not know how much money I needed to make each month in order to cover my operating costs. I didn't know what my operating costs were. I was always trying to catch up with unexpected bills and was afraid to raise my rates because I didn't want to upset or lose my clients. I spent hours every week dealing with scheduling logistics and client emergencies. I hardly ever spent a weekend home with my family or read a novel or had lunch with friends. I had to ask myself, was I running my business or was my business running me? So
I'd create a job for myself. A job that I was tied to in the same way that I might be tied to a corporation or a boss if I'd been working for one. What is the point of being self-employed if I have less freedom and less security than I would if I were working for someone else? I realized during that conversation that there had to be a better way. There had to be a way to do what I love and live the life I dreamed about. The life in which I got to hang out with friends, ride and compete my own horse, travel with my family, pursue some non-horsey interest, enjoy days off, and have a secure financial future. Since that conversation, a lot has happened. First, I took a really good look at my life and my business and what I wanted. I had to make some tough decisions. I had to change some of the beliefs that I had about my clients and myself and make some short-term sacrifices for some long-term payoffs. I had to take some actions that felt really, really scary at the time, but were almost immediately liberating once I'd taken them. Not only did I transform my own business, but now as a business coach, I've helped hundreds of women do the same in theirs. So whether you can identify with all or just a few of the challenges that I've had, it's my intention in this program to share with you as much as I can about creating a business that not only allows you to do what you love for as long as possible, but also provides you with the security and freedom that you need to live the life you really want. In this program, I'll present business principles that are applicable to horse industry pros in a simple, down-to-earth format that makes it easy for you to implement them. This is not just a business course, though, because I've discovered over and over that information is not enough. Simply knowing what we should do does not mean we will do it. Please, please, please take advantage of the coaching, support, and personal growth opportunities that are integral to Horse Biz Bootcamp. It's time to get to the other side of whatever has stopped you from living your dreams in the past. My desire in this program is to give you a lot of what you need and nothing that you don't. So trust me. We're going to start with a bird's eye view. I'd like to make a distinction now between working on your business and working in your business. Okay, I'm going to make a distinction between working on your business and working in your business. The phrase working in your business refers to the activities you do that directly involve providing the services you get paid for. So teaching, training, judging, fitting saddles, vet services, massage, bodywork, whatever it is you do. The phrase working on your business refers to the activities that are related to the running or growing of your business. Things like scheduling, administrative tasks, goal setting, strategic planning, and marketing. If we're talking about an organization or a company, say, the employees generally work in the business, and the employers or executives tend to work on the business. Most of us, however, are both employee and employer. We're executive and executor. What this means is that a balance has got to be struck between these two types of activities. What I find among entrepreneurs, or among horsepreneurs, as I like to call them, who start businesses doing what they love, is that they spend so much time working in their businesses and so little time working on their businesses that their businesses become virtually rudderless. Without anyone planning, strategizing, and being intentional about the running and development of it, the business eventually takes over and flounders, either due to burnout or lack of financial viability. This dynamic inevitably ends in a tail wagging the dog situation. So, if you want to turn this dog around, it can be hard to know what to do or where to start. So that's why, no matter what stage you're at in your business right now, in every session of this program, we'll be identifying things that you can do to make your business more streamlined, more profitable, and more sustainable. So we're going to go beyond talking about making money or getting to do what you love. And those two things are awesome, but there's more. Here's what I've come to believe. Your business is a vessel for your soul's evolution. It's a tool with which you do your most passionate creative work. It allows you to contribute to the lives of others in the way that is most meaningful and fulfilling for you. Your business can be the instrument with which you carve the life you want out of the precious life that you've been given. Your business is a vessel for your soul's evolution. It's a tool with which you do your most passionate creative work. It allows you to contribute to the lives of others in the way that is most meaningful and fulfilling for you. Your business can be the instrument with which you carve the life you want out of the precious life that you've been given. So this is what this program's about. This is what I want for you. It will not always be easy. There will be unbelievable ease at times. It will not always be fun, but there will be moments of hilarity and joy along the way. It may not always feel relevant or important to you in the moment, but I'm asking you now for your trust. I promise that if you are willing to be open and engage fully in this program, you and your business will not be able to avoid being transformed. I will not have all the answers you need. I'm not an Olympic caliber rider or a famous trainer. I'm not a business expert or an insurance guru or a tax accountant. There are times when you'll find the help and information that you need from within these materials and within the Horse Biz Bootcamp group. And there are times when this program will simply help you shine a light somewhere that you need to go on your own. Many times you'll find the answers you need inside yourself. And that's what this is all about. So thank you for joining me in this program. And I'm so excited to be a part of your journey.